Thanks, Rob. Welcome back to 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, tonight it's time for Studio 435. Our weekly showcase of some of the best bands Chicago has to offer, crammed into our Allstate Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue. And tonight we bring you the old-time and early country folk sounds of the band Glass Mountain. Glass Mountain is a trio, Heather Malyuk, Sari Lajinski, and Ari Bowles. They have a new album put out this past fall called Restless Mind. And they're playing a show this weekend, Saturday, December 10th, at the Hungry Brain in Roscoe Village. And here they are with the title track off the album Restless Mind on 720 WGN. Take it away. Chicago's Glass Mountain, the trio, Heather Malyuk, Sari Lajinski, and Ari Bowles. They got a new album, Restless Mind. That was the title track. They're going to be playing at the Hungry Brain in Roscoe Village on Saturday, December 10th, and they are in Studio 435. Thank you guys for playing. That was great. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, so, you know, I'm interested because before we started talking, you said you guys were born of the jam session scene here in Chicago. What does that mean?
Well, so Heather and I come from the old-time tradition, which is all about just a bunch of friends getting together, playing tunes. A lot of it's just more social than performing. So people will set a time and a place and say, bring your instruments.
Yeah, I was going to say, where does that happen? Where is it? I mean, I'm fascinated by this.
Bars, thing. People's homes.
Lots of bars.
Lots of bars.
So someone will say, "Hey, you know, bring your instruments down, and we'll tell you what the chords are, and we'll make something happen."
Yeah, and since it's a folk tradition, a lot of people all know the same stuff, and they come and people will just call out a tune and everyone can play along right away. Or they're so simple in a way, it's really just kind of four bars or eight bars and eight bars, so you can pick it up pretty quickly too.
You know, I said right before the segment I was talking about, I know a little bit about the folk scene in Chicago, very different than sort of what's happening on today. I mean, this was when I was a kid. But talk about where you can find this kind of jam session. I mean, obviously, I right away you think of the Old Town School of Folk Music, and there are a lot of jam sessions around that seem to be more coordinated and organized. Is that truly where the sort of epicenter is for a sort of folk scene here in Chicago?
I feel like in Chicago, the Old Town School is definitely a major anchor, and that's where I started taking lessons and meeting people. I think it's great because a lot of people come there first, kind of not knowing the scene or knowing who to reach out to or the resources, and then through their experiences there, meet a lot of friends and sort of form their own jams, and it creates this web of folk communities throughout the city. One of which is Old Lazarus Harp, which is a folk collective that we're a part of, that's primarily focused on young musicians, folk musicians in the city, and that's where a lot of jams happen as well.
How do you? I'm interested in the tradition. We'll talk more about that through this hour as well. But the folk tradition is one that, you know, you think back to the '60s and early '70s, and it was something that was really synonymous with the culture of that time. What drew you to the idea of being a part of a folk community here in Chicago in 2016?
I guess for me, when I moved here, it was a way to meet other people, because I moved here from Ohio about 4 years ago, and I always played tunes with everybody there. And so knowing that it was a space to go and meet people who I would automatically be friends with because we had so much in common. Mm-hmm. And still to this day, 4 years later, I mean, I met Sarah there, and a lot of my best friends still are people I met the first few days I was in Chicago because of jamming, because of folk dancing. It's a very tight-knit community, but a very welcoming community in the same regard.
Same for you, Ari?
I don't know. I kind of fell into it in a different way. Playing old-time music like this is pretty new to me, because there are so many different subgenres of folk music, and I think like the folk music of the 60s is kind of more singer-songwriter type, mm-hmm. but the style of old-time that we play is kind of a different genre, and it's much older than that. But I actually did come from more of a singer-songwriter world and also a country world. So, mm-hmm. yeah, because we all have played in several bands, and this is kind of a melding of styles.
Ari Bowles, Sarah Leginski, and Heather Malyuk in studio. They are Glass Mountained. We will take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get some more live music. The album is Restless Mind, and they're playing Saturday at the Hungry Brain in Roscoe Village, Glass Mountain in Studio 435. Stay with us. Welcome back to Studio 435 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, the trio Glass Mountain. Old-time, early country folk music. I got it, right?
Yes.
That's all the genres that you guys are in. It's a trio, Heather Malyuk, Sarah Leginski, and Ari Bowles in studio. The album is Restless Mind, and they are playing at the Hungry Brain in Roscoe Village on Saturday. So I want to talk about old time music. Like, what does that mean? Because I always assume I hear old time jazz, old time blues, old time country, but old time as its own genre.
Yeah. So I kind of think of old time as sort of the first real American music. It's a true combination of banjo and fiddle, and banjo being the African influence, fiddle being the Scots-Irish influence, and those two cultures being forced together in the American South and evolving and creating this like truly original American music.
Yeah, and you guys will, I mean, you bring the banjo out. I mean, the fiddle, guitar, and also the stand-up bass have been featured already. You know, it's interesting because these instruments, especially when you talk about the fiddle or the stand-up bass, they're synonymous with classical music. They're synonymous a little bit with jazz music, if you will. Talk about your background in playing the fiddle. Heather, like, what is it about the fiddle that you use it for old time? I mean, are you trained in fiddle and in other forms of music?
I am. I grew up playing a lot of classical music, and that was a little more accessible in a way than old time until you get into the right circles. But my parents, I grew up, they took myself and both of my older sisters to folk music festivals. So I was exposed to it regularly, have been playing it for a long time. But the instrument itself, I've been playing since I was 7, so 21 years. And through that time, I've played many different styles. And really got into the fiddling when I was in my early teens.
Mm-hmm. And how about with the stand-up bass? The same concept? I mean, are you learning that through classical music first?
No, I actually started playing bass. I have two older brothers who I played in a band with when I was a teenager, in my late teens. And in order to not be the girl singer, the person who just like stands there and sings and plays a tambourine, I asked my older brother who was playing bass at the time if I could play upright bass. And so he gave me the bass and he played banjo, which he also played. So that's kind of how I started. Luckily, it was an alt country band and all the songs were in G or C and it was pretty simple to pick up. So I've never taken a lesson or anything.
I mean, there's been a resurgence of sort of alt country in Chicago and around the world, really. But here in Chicago, through the Hideout and Fitzgerald's and other places, I mean, you really do see more and more musicians coming out of that style. How similar is the style of what you guys do in the old time and early country to what we're seeing in the resurgence of alt country here in Chicago?
There's a lot of similarities, I think, in the chord structures and the general vibe, the themes in the songs. There's definitely a really strong influence. And some people, like in our band, I think we combine playing traditional tunes with original compositions that are kind of in that style. Like the first song that we played is an original, but it sounds a little honky-tonk. So I think a lot of bands are doing that as well.
What are we going to hear? Let's hear another track here in Studio 435. What's the name of this track?
Sure. So this next song is called Float Away. It was written by a good friend of mine named Brett Hughes. He lives in Vermont, and he's a honky-tonk country guy there, and he also writes some really beautiful originals. So this is a murder ballad that he wrote.
Oh, murder ballad. Yeah. We didn't even get to explaining that, but we don't need to. I think it explains itself. The trio Glass Mountain in studio, Heather Malyuk, Sarah Leginski, Ari Bowles. The album is called Restless Mind. The track we're about to hear is called Float Away. You guys can jump up and hear our Allstate Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue. Here is the track Float Away from the trio Glass Mountain.
Spent last night alone, awake and terrified. Morning comes without a thief in sight. Just in time to sleepwalk through a lonesome day. I close my eyes and almost float away. Just float away. Winter light, all still and quiet on her face. Long black eyes saw the river frozen deep. I walk out in the moonlight till I find a place where I held you down. There you sleep. There you sleep. She stays out from the water, loving wife, cherished daughter, still has footprints frozen on the river. Brush away the snow and get down on my knees. I kiss the place just above your frozen cheek. Come spring, the thaw will melt and carry you away. I know that I should go to nurse. no one will ever come for me. But I can't bear to leave, I have to see your face. There ain't nowhere my soul will live in peace. I'll find no peace. She stares out from the water, loving wife and cherished daughter, still as footprints frozen on the river. Still as footprints frozen on the river.
Yeah. Woo! The sounds of the trio Glass Mountain, the old-time early country folk trio, Heather Maliuk, Sarah Leginski, and Ari Bowles. The album is Restless Mind. They're playing at the Hungry Brain on Saturday night, Roscoe Village. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back here, Studio 435. We'll hear some more live music. Glass Mountain, stay with us. Thank you, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman at Studio 435 Monday nights, where we showcase some of the best bands Chicago has to offer. Cram them into our All-State Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue. Tonight, the old-time and early country folk sounds of the band Glass Mountain. Their trio, Heather Maliuk, Sarah Leginski, and Ari Bowles in studio. They got a new album out, which was out this fall, called Restless Mind. They're playing at the Hungry Brain in Roscoe Village on Saturday night, and they're in studio with me now. You know, what can we expect? I mean, I think of musicians, and you guys, we've talked a little bit about the genre, the old-time genre. But, you know, how similar is it to other young musicians who may be chasing music dreams and rock music and rap and hip-hop, anything? I mean, is it the same concept? Are you shooting for a record deal, or are you trying to make this a full-time venture?
No, we all have day jobs, and it's for us, at least at this stage, it's really about having fun and making music together and getting better at our instruments and finding, you know, a good groove and just exploring that. I think, you know, it's fun to play out locally, and, you know, maybe we've been thinking about doing some small tours, but I don't think that this music translates or is best for those huge venues. Folk musicians in general play much more intimate shows.
Well, I mean, you mentioned, Heather, you mentioned the folk festivals that you went to as a kid. I mean, there are avenues, especially in the summertime, for folk musicians to play and maybe make money on tour.
Perhaps make a little bit, enough to pay for the tour, but it wouldn't be anything like playing United Center, you know, or anything like that.
I'm looking forward to that show.
Yeah, exactly. But there are certainly folk festivals, and summertime is busy for folk musicians, for sure. But many of the folk musicians we know who are playing old-time music, it's a very different thing to, quote, make it. Compared to rock musicians or pop musicians. So if once someone going on tour, there was just a great fiddler in town recently who actually stayed with Sarah. She was through on tour. And
who? What's her name?
Her name's Erin Marshall.
Erin Marshall, okay.
And her husband Carl Jones was with her playing, and they put on a wonderful house show. And that was a gig for them. And we jammed after, and they stayed the night at Sarah's place, and it was a homestay for them. And so that might be more what a tour would look like for a folk musician.
So is that where folk musicians and people playing old-time music, that's where you're gonna find more house living room type shows, more jam sessions that are playing their music, but then also collaborating or playing with the local musicians that they come to town with?
Yeah, and also teaching is a big aspect of being a folk musician. People kind of piece together a living from doing festivals, teaching a lot, and then doing these tours.
I'm interested because, you know, the track we heard, the Float Away, that was a friend from Vermont. And also the first one was the original composition. I mean, how much are you preserving the music of the past with old-time music, with early country music, and playing the songs that have been passed down from generation to generation? And how much of that is compared to or contrasted to making your own music, creating original compositions or at least contemporary compositions that you play?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And in fact, you're going to hear some pretty old tunes for our next group set of tunes we're going to play. But I think underlying all of that is we're still artists and we still have the need to create new things. And so you can very much tell when we write a song that it's influenced by those older tunes. Mm-hmm. But I think the place for a lot of those tunes is getting together with friends and other musicians and kind of having a fellowship over those tunes, swapping tunes, sharing with each other, seeing how someone else plays it maybe a little differently depending on who their source was, where they learned it from. Did you want to add something?
Yeah, I would also add that it's a folk tradition and it's an oral tradition, so it's always changing. So sometimes the line is a little hazy between what's traditional and, you know, is a modern composition, is a tune that I wrote, you know, in 50 years, is that going to be traditional? It's a yeah. shared, right. you know, art form.
So. Well, I think, you know, there's been some, I think about folk or even alt country, but more folk crossover. We've seen in the last 10 years and a decade, more pop music that at least borrows from the concept. You're seeing bands, I'm trying to think of the names of the bands, but like the Lumineers, bands that are a little bit more that hit radio play, that are folk music. I mean, in the way that they sound, maybe they're not in their roots, but they're borrowing from those concepts. And it's the first time in a while that we've seen those kind of threads, those trends sort of pop up and bubble up to the pop mainstream. Is there something to take away from that? The idea that possibly America and the audiences here, maybe not even here internationally, audiences in Europe are more tuned to hearing folk music in their pop music?
Yeah, I've heard various theories about that. And one I think that resonates with me is the idea that people are looking for something to connect with that feels authentic and traditional. And I think the movement of incorporating more banjo and more folk music into more popular music is a reflection of that.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm. I don't have much to add. I mean, everything kind of goes on a cycle, right?
Right.
Yeah. So there's nothing new under the sun. So there was the folk revival in the 60s, and it seems like we're having another one right now.
Yeah. Do you, as musicians, do you sort of center around, when you're a folk musician and you concentrate on carrying the traditions from generation to generation, do you find yourself, is this just one thing that you do? I mean, do you sort of pick up the banjo and say, okay, all right, I'm in this dubstep reggae band tomorrow night, and then on Friday night I'm DJing at, well, I mean, are you a musician or are you a folk musician?
I'm a musician in many sense, where I'll take different gigs. I play with rock bands occasionally, some blues. I'll play folk music. Sometimes I'll do these one-off Broadway shows where we have, you know, like a little pit orchestra. I will take whatever gig is thrown at me. And I don't know if, and Ari, I mean, especially plays in a lot of different bands.
Yeah, I feel kind of the same way. I mean, I grew up on folk and country music, even though old time is a newer genre for me specifically. But, like, I play in a Patsy Cline cover band, which to me is very different. But I know to a lot of other people that might be the exact same thing as this band, you know. But it is very different. And I play with singer-songwriters and you know, I'll play with rock bands if they ask me. So, yeah.
And Sarah?
I mean, banjo isn't quite as versatile as much as I try to incorporate it into everything. But that's not the only thing that I do. I sing choral music, and I'm in a couple of different singing groups. So, yeah, I think all of us have our hands in a lot of different pots.
Well, the trio is Heather Malyuk, Sarah Leginski, and Ari Bowles. The track is Restless Mind, or the album that came out this fall, Restless Mind. The trio is called Glass Mountain. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get one more live song here in Studio 435. They're playing Saturday night at the Hungry Brain in Roscoe Village. Stay with us. Welcome back to 720 WGN. We are in Studio 435 tonight in the All-State Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. We bring you the old-time and early country folk songs of the band Glass Mountain. Glass Mountain, the trio, Heather Malyuk, Sarah Leginski, and Ari Bowles. The new record that just came out this fall is called Restless Mind, and they're playing this weekend, Saturday, December 10th, at the Hungry Brain in Roscoe Village. All right, now we're going to hear some live music. It's a medley, John Riley the Shepherd and Betty Likens here on 720 WGN.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's the medley, John Riley and Shepherd. John Riley the Shepherd and Betty Likens. The trio Glass Mountain, Heather Malyuk, Sarah Leginski, and Ari Bowles. They're playing at the Hungry Brain tomorrow or Saturday night in Roscoe Village. Their new album is called Restless Mind. I can't thank you guys enough for coming in and playing live in Studio 435. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.